Hello, friends. Welcome to Troidal Power Presents Power Playthroughs podcast with Troidal Power. I'm your host, Troidal Power, and this is the podcast where we play games in a powerful way. We're going to play Traumatarium today. I'm a little flustered because this is my second attempt recording this. Thankfully, I didn't get to gameplay the first time through. Everything failed. Nothing to do with the game. All my stuff failed. A little background before we get into it. Traumatarium is... I'm going to boot it up so we can get some awesome music, because the music rules. Game Boy game. I'm playing it on the RG35XX, but it is a Game Boy release, and it's also just come out on the Switch as well. But it was made for the Game Boy, which is just so cool. I love seeing modern games for retro systems. I just think it's very, very cool. So with it being Halloween at all, and this sounding like kind of a Halloween-y game, I reached out and, the developer was kind enough to send me a ROM file for the Game Boy version. So that's what we're playing today. We're gonna hit A to start a new game, and we're gonna go into the intro. A terrible famine tore across the kingdom. We see, a skyline of, some mountains. A great evil awoke after centuries of slumber. And we see those same mountains, but we're zoomed in now, and we see that there's a small village nestled in amongst the mountains, and carved into the peak of one of the mountains is a giant skull with an open mouth, and it looks like there's a winding path or maybe a river coming out of the mouth of the skull. The queen knew what needed to be done. We see the queen kind of drawn in a little bit of an anime style, standing on maybe a balcony with a railing, and then the mountains, and then the sky behind her. She called upon a lost champion. We see the queen now looking very determined-faced. The camera's closer and on her, and she's in, like, maybe a chapel with a stained glass window behind her. The only one brave enough. And we see a very huge-looking, maybe a knight, standing in an archway that has faces carved into the stone of the archway. And the knight is very much shrouded in shadows, but he has a helmet on that is just massively horned. Like giant horns. Or vain enough to survive the Traumatarium. And now we see him flexing, and he's no longer in shadows, and we see that he's shirtless, and he, I mean, he looks like a professional wrestler. I know I watch a lot of wrestling lately, but this guy looks like he should be a wrestler. He's still wearing his giant horned helm, but other than that, he's shirtless and ridiculously buff. He's been taking a lot of steroids. Here we go into the Traumatarium. Oh wait, we've got the town center. The Faceless Lair, the Woodland Abyss, the Immolator, or the Watery Grave. Each of these is drawn or represented by a charming little illustration. We're going to start at the town center. There's an inn. Okay, so there's an inn represented by a woman in like a black a tube top. But the medieval version of a two-top, is that a bustier? I don't know. The shop, which has a more scholarly-looking person with a cape. And then the library, which has another woman wearing a shirt that's kind of an X at her neck. And then it crosses so that, like, it's covering the outside edges of her breasts. And then there's the armory, which has what looks like a guy with a very high-collared coat. Although he also seems to have some cleavage going on. Not sure. Let's check the armory since we're here. We can buy a broadsword for 25 gold or a battle axe for 55. Well, we only have 25 gold. Let's buy a broadsword. That seems smart, right? All right. Now we have 0 gold. I don't think we need to check anywhere else. Let's just go into the Faceless Lair. All right, we see our the illustration has turned into our character standing in front of the archway to the Faceless Lair, which is piled with skulls outside of it, holding his sword above his head, just naked, except for maybe the tiniest of briefs, and of course his helm.
A barren hallway, eerily silent.
We can search or leave. Let's search.
A monster attacks.
This music's so good. All right. So we've got a little illustration here of like a maybe like a zombie skeleton looking thing. And his health is on the top right and mine is on the bottom left. And we've got fight or item. Well, we're just going to fight naturally. Oh, we took off more than half of his health. He took a sliver off of ours. We're going to fight again. He's defeated.
You find food and bandages.
All right. Room 2. Enter. A quiet corridor flickering with unnatural light. Okay. Let's search it. A monster attacks! Oh, it's a skeleton with a sword and a shield. These drawings are so cool. Oh, I just realized I can change my my color scheme. Let's get to some proper like black and white. I want to see what it looks like on that. There's so many color options on here. Ooh, TI-83 version looks really cool. Not there yet. Ooh, that one's cool. What was that? Oh, this one's like yellows and blues and reds. I kind of like it. We're gonna fight him with that color scheme. All right, easy.
You find bandages.
All right. Room 3, enter. An abandoned mine shaft. Okay. Let's search the abandoned mine shaft. You find bandages. Hey. Room 4, enter. Can I use items before a battle, maybe? A dark tunnel filled with rattling bones. Can I press start or select or B? Nope. A? Okay. I've only got search or lever options. Ah, I pressed start and it paused. And I can use my bandages right now. I have 6 bandages, 0 potions. I have food. Oh, I have a hunger meter. I didn't realize that. Okay. Which is after I ate one food about halfway full. I only have 3 foods left, so hopefully we find some food. Bandages took me back to full health, though, so that's good. Okay. Let's search. You find 5 gold. Hey. Gold's good. Room... I didn't even pay attention to what room number was. A dimly lit armory, long forgotten and empty. Heck yeah. What are we gonna find in the armory? A monster attacks! Okay. It's another one of those skeletons. He didn't rock us too hard, so we should be able to handle him. Yep, we're doing good. There we go. It doesn't, like, tell you, like, he attacks, you attack. It doesn't tell you damage numbers or anything. It just... It plays the slightest of sounds and does the attack. I found more bandages. Room 6. A low ceiling tunnel with crumbling walls. Okay. Search. A monster attacks! Oh, it's like a naked cherubic succubus lady with a tail and dragon claws. And wings. There's a lot going on is what I'm trying to say. We did almost half her damage already. She's out. Easy. Man, this dungeon, nothing. We got this. Room 7. A fork in the tunnel, both pitch black. Ooh, okay, now we gotta choose left or right. I'm gonna go left. A monster attacks. Of course it does. It's another of those skeletons. We're down to about half health. Find food and bandages. Hang on. Broken wall. Ghostly howls ringing out. Search? Yes. A monster attacks! Okay. It's another one of those skeletons. I think I can make it through this fight without healing. Yeah, we got him. You find bandages. Let's... Next room, we need to use those bandages. A strange woman blocks your way. We will definitely talk to her, but first we're going to use bandages, 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 bandages. If I was Daniel K, this is where I would insert a clip of Bandages by Hot Hot Heat. But I'm not Daniel K. But maybe I will anyway. We're going to also eat some food. Okay, we've eaten all our food. We're almost at full health. We're at full food. We're going to talk to this woman. We feel... It says, you feel refreshed. It said, you feel refreshed. You know what that sounds like? That sure sounds like I didn't need to eat all my food and use up a bunch of bandages right before talking to her. Final room. All right. A winding staircase bathed in darkness. Oh, man, we get a cool animation of my character approaching a giant statue thing.
The cursed spirit shows itself.
Hell yeah.
Die, monster!
This game rules. Okay, do we have any interesting items we can use? There's nothing different in the items listing. I was like, maybe there's different items in battle. Nope, we're just gonna fight him. This game is literally tap A and hope for the best. You get into the dungeon, you make sure you don't run out of food and you don't run out of health. You pause in the middle of this fight to use a bandage. Oh, you can, okay. Nope, I can just use one bandage. Okay, that's fine. And then you fight some more. Oh, he's almost dead. We're gonna use another bandage just to be safe. And then other than that, you just tap A and hope for the best. Boom, we beat the monster. Easy, pro gamer. This game rules.
You make your way out gravely. Oh, you make your way out, gravely hurt, but victorious. The sun rose again over the kingdom. The queen was very pleased.
You found 4 gold. I just remembered we spent 25 gold to buy a sword, and that run got us 4 gold. And now we're back at the town center, and we can do it all over again. That was our little peek at Traumatarium. I'm not doing a super long episode because 1, we beat a dungeon. That seems like a great stopping point. And 2, this actually came out yesterday, and so I want to get this out as quickly as possible. Well, it came out on the 13th. I'm probably going to have this up on the 15th, but I want to get it out quick. So you can hear it and be like, there's a cool Game Boy game that just released for the Switch, and it's cheap. It's cheap, friends. Did I tell you it's cheap? Let's go look. Traumatarium. You can play it in browser on itch by looking up the creator, horatiu.nyc, horatiu.nyc. And it's on Switch as well for a whopping. It's loading. $2.54 right now. That's on sale. It will go back up to its full price of $2.99 soon. This game's just a lot of fun. It's a little silly first person dungeon crawler thing, but it's a Game Boy game in 2023. That freaking rules. Thank you again to the creator for allowing me to check it out with you today. I encourage you all to go check it out as well. And until next time, friends, tap A and hope for the best.
The Power Playthroughs podcast is part of the We Can Make This Work Probably podcast network and Geek to Geek Media. Visit chortlepower.com to find more of my nonsense, links to both networks, and the Patreon where you can support the show.